entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges. The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live for the Great American Southwest, welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And joining us on our news line is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And you might be able to hear it in my voice. I'm a little worse for the wear, which is why I have to come before you and apologize for not doing a show last week. We did a rerun of the golf show with Kendra Arneson and Vicki Manning. And certainly I don't think it hurt to expose that Holocaust in the golf more than one time, but yours truly has been fighting pneumonia, kind of bouncing back, but you're going to hear it in my voice, an occasional cough here and there, so I beg your indulgence as we work our way through the evening. Anyway, Annie, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing fine, Dave. It's good to have you back with us, and we'll just muddle on, and it's live radio, and everybody understands that. So.
Yeah, well, live radio does come with its risks. And I just want to remind everybody, speaking of live radio, if you're not near your nearest favorite radio station where they carry the Common Sense Show or the other great programming here on RBN, you can always pick us up at www.republicbroadcasting.org and click the Listen Live button. Well, Annie, I take a week off, and it seems like all heck breaks loose.
Yes. At least it gave you time to watch a little TV coverage.
Well, I'm learning not to watch TV. In fact, I've been learning that lesson for quite some time because the Lane Street media is not giving fair coverage, or shall I say accurate coverage, to the news as it's unfolding in the Middle East. They are not telling you exactly what's happening. And I'm going to make a bold statement here at the top of this segment. And at the top of this segment, I'm going to say this and say it very clearly. I am now in agreement with Glenn Beck and Michael Savage and many other Americans who are claiming that we are expecting sometime in the next year to be the victims of a false flag terrorist attack. And as we talk about the events as they're unfolding in the Middle East, how they're going to come to roost here in America here in the first half hour, I think you'll see why I am joining my media colleagues in calling for an expectation of a false flag attack. Anyway, Annie, it's a shame we weren't able to do the show with Jim Mars. By the way, we rebooked Jim for late in March because Jim is an expert on the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
And I think this is what's at play here in the Middle East. And what's at play here in the Middle East is nothing short of a worldwide communist revolution. Excuse me. What we're looking at here in the Middle East, Annie, and I think it's clear to anyone who's following this, is you're having currencies destabilized by the infamous George Soros and his merry band of international bankers. They're causing people to take to the streets. The labor organizers connected to our current president, particularly groups like the AFL-CIO, are using social media to get college rock-throwing students out into the street in various capitals through the Middle East, wreaking havoc to try to unsettle the current regimes in the Middle East that basically support U.S. dominance of their oil supplies in the Middle East. This is not being done by accident. This is being done to destabilize the economy of this country. When you have a revolution, communist revolution is a prime example, you have the disenchanted in the streets throwing rocks, bricks, firebombs, only be to take over in the moment of chaos when the leaders are killed or abdicate, as the case of Mubarak. And then they're replaced by a more militant, well-organized, smaller in number, but much more violent group. And we have seen this play out in history over and over and over. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about who is going to be calling the shots in Tunisia, Egypt, and all through the Middle East. Stay tuned, everybody.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Power to the people. Well, that's a familiar term we're hearing in the Lame Street media today, isn't it? Boy, we align with solidarity with our Egyptian brothers and sisters as we overthrow Mubarak. Absolutely phenomenal. Just a program note before we jump in and talk about who's really going to be running the show here in 6 months to a year in the Middle East. At the bottom of the hour, we're joined by Robert Felix of Not by Fire but by Ice, where he contends that we've entered an ice age. And those of you that subscribe to the global warming theories are going to want to stay tuned, because you're going to have those notions debunked in a very big way. Anyway, Annie, I'm sure you're familiar with our nefarious friends called the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, yes.
And we know how far back they go, don't we?
Yeah, they go all the way back to our dear friend Hitler.
Adolf Hitler, spinoffs of Al-Qaeda. Basically, every radical application of Islam comes out of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that is who is going to sweep in at the end of these revolutions and take control. Now, they may have elections, and they'll have the front men out there, but the power brokers behind the scenes are going to be the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're being propped up by the George Soros crowd to destabilize this country. How? How are they going to do it? Well, do you realize that here in America we have 3,000-mile salads? Why? Because we have relatively cheap energy compared to the rest of the world. And when the Muslim Brotherhood removes the dollar, as the reserve currency, we are going to see inflation in this country on an unprecedented level. We won't just be paying $3, $5, $8, $10, $12 for gas at the pump. That's if you can get it. Everything you wear, everything you eat is shipped. And if the dollar is removed, the only thing backing up our currency is removed, is the oil reserve currency. Hold on to your hats, folks. This is the destruction of America. When George Soros says Americans are going to have to accept its currency devaluation and a lower standard of living, I believe him. And this is how it's going to play out. But, Andy, you know what's even more disturbing to me is President Obama's reaction to this. He's Jimmy Carter in drag.
He really didn't surprise you. He did exactly what you expected him to do, but you hoped he wouldn't do, right?
I didn't think he had the temerity to be this public against a longstanding ally of the United States. I mean, I don't know if the listening audience realizes this or not, but Egyptian's military is the United States military by proxy. From the F-16s to the tanks to the training, they were the first country to basically come out with a peace treaty with Israel saying, we're not interested in exterminating you any longer and driving you into the ocean. They're a bulwark against what we used to be Soviet invasion. We are losing these tactical advantages in the Middle East because of these revolutions.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood wants Sharia law for the whole world. And if you do not abide by Sharia law, they want you dead.
Well, let's take a moment, Annie, and tell the listening audience what your take, Reader's Digest version of what Sharia law is.
Sharia law is Muslim law, Islamic law, that, well, I pay attention mostly to what it does to women. You know, if someone sees your elbow, you lose your whole arm. You have to be covered up in a black tent. You are to stay in your home with very small doorways. So when you get big and fat, you're too big and fat to get outside to even go into public. If you do go into public, you have to have a member of the family, a male member of the family, to be with you. If a woman commits adultery, she's stoned to death. The man is laughed at and said, well, how many more wives do you want? We need to get you more wives. It just, I don't know, I just get incensed. And also, there are no freedoms. No freedoms whatsoever. You're not allowed to speak out. You're not allowed to question. It is by law rote.
Safe to say, Annie, that justice is swift and arbitrary?
Meaning?
In Sharia law.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You steal a loaf of bread, you forfeit your life, or at minimum, your hand.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And this is something that these people in the Muslim Brotherhood aren't content just to wreak economic devastation on the United States through the means I've already mentioned. They will not be content until they have a worldwide jihad in which all of us are going to be under Sharia law. Now, am I speaking about Islam as a whole? Absolutely not. Most people in the world, regardless of their religious persuasion, want to be left alone. And, of course, there are those who won't leave them alone. Well, these people, the Muslim Brotherhood, are those that won't leave us alone. They are not going to be content until they subjugate or exterminate every one of us. Not just economically. I'm speaking physically. But what's most disturbing to me, Annie, is this president's lack of leadership on this issue. He's Jimmy Carter in Iran all over again. We think this is a good thing. We think these are students rioting for their rights. No, they're being manipulated to, in the long term, bring down the economic structure of this country. Yes, I'm speaking the United States. The question that remains right now with regard to this president, is he just absolutely clueless and inept, or is he playing for the other side? And if he's playing for the other side, We need to hold him in contempt as a traitor and do with him what we do with traitors. He is no longer serving the interest of this country. You can argue he never has, but this is an outright betrayal of the economic interest of everyday men and women in this country to allow this to be going on in the Middle East without so much as a whimper. In fact, it's not a whimper of protest he's putting up. He's actively supporting the people of Egypt have spoken. This is his term. Excuse me, Mr. President. The people of Egypt haven't spoken. George Soros has manipulated currencies to get people in the street rioting for food. That's what they're speaking about. These people have no concept of our democratic freedoms. They're not rioting for democratic freedoms. They're rioting for to get food in the stomachs of their children, and we're calling this freedom, and the end result will be the destruction of our ability to access cheap energy? Where did we go wrong, Annie?
Complacency? TV? Laziness? Taking everything for granted?
Well, I want to open up to the callers here because I'm sure our listening audience is sitting there and many of them are shaking their heads and a lot of them are probably scratching their heads. Feel free to weigh in at 1-800-313-9443. Annie?
You know, the only hope I have...
Go ahead.
The only hope I have is the two-thirds of the population of Egypt are under 30. If they are able to hang on to it, to carry it, to push it, and keep the Muslim Brotherhood out, then maybe they can work something out that will work. Because I don't see it working the way it's going.
No, I don't either.
Power to the youth.
Well, one of the things I see that's positive right now, Annie, is the best possible of all outcomes has transpired. Mubarak handed off control of Egypt to the military. The military in Egypt does have strong ties to the United States Pentagon because we are their supplier for their defense. Now, over time, I mean, you would have to think that these military people are very leery of our support after what we just did to their president. However, they are still more loyal to us, you would think, than they would be to the Muslim Brotherhood that is antithetical to anything to do with the West. So that's the best possible of outcomes. I have never been in favor of I've never been in favor of purges, but I think I would jump for jubilation tomorrow if I read somewhere that the military was arresting leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly. I've spent 5 weeks in the dirt, in the fleas, in the village at the foot of the pyramids, talking to the people, living with the people, eating what they ate, not drinking their water, but they do not want to go backwards. They want to go forwards. They know that going to Sharia law will take them backwards. But what do they have to fight with? You know, now they have the Facebook, the Twitter, and whether that was run by Google, CIA, who knows? I mean, there's so many stories we may never
know. Annie, who else would have been? Are we to believe that thousands of Egyptian students woke up one day and spontaneously rioted? Or were the preconditions set by George Soros and company, and then social media was allowed to set it off in unison? It was planned. It was orchestrated. And it was orchestrated by the same union thugs that support this president, the same union thugs that are being given exemptions from nationalized health care. Let's go out to the lines and welcome Dave from Wisconsin. Hi, Dave. You're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
I thank you. No, I wanted to just make an agreement with you about your concerns about radical Islam, and I just wanted to say that what concerns me about Islam and radical Islam is that the son of the most wealthy person in the entire world has converted to Islam. He's an
apostate. Hold it right there, Dave. Dave, we're up against the break. I want to come back and get your comments. So sit tight, and we come back. We'll get Dave's comments on this recent conversion.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. It is a little into the break. Dave from Wisconsin had joined our conversation regarding the events in the Middle East. And, Dave, you were preparing to tell us about how someone just inherited a lot of money or converted to Islam to inherit a lot of money?
Well, it's the oldest child, the oldest son of the wealthiest person in the world, and he is a crypto-Islam. He's a crypto-Muslim, and there are different websites that I've researched, and one of the people that has reported, and I won't keep you in suspense, Prince Charles Windsor is who I'm speaking of, but there's a one man, his name is Daniel Pipes, that has been reporting on his strange behavior and his closeness and the way that the Middle Eastern Muslims view Charles Windsor, and there's another, there's an author of a book that was written that reports on this activity, and his name is Tim Cohen, and the title of his book is Antichrist and a Cup of Tea, and he's in YouTube videos on the internet that can be looked at that he explains his concerns about Charles Windsor, who has secretly or quietly converted to Islam. The British royals, basically, all it gets presented by their media is pomp and ceremony and their policies, their inside
policies.
Okay,
I think I've got it. What we're detailing here on this end of the pond is I believe that the president has gone to the other side. He's not just incompetent. He's working for the other side now. And what you're saying is over in England, we're probably looking at the same thing because of the conversion of Prince Charles makes a lot of sense. We've got to move along because we're pushing to the end of the hour. But Dave, good call. Please call again. Annie, I think Dave has some excellent points. I think we're seeing we're being conquered not just from bottom up and top down, but inside out, because we have now key leaders in two major Western powers who have apparent affiliations with these Muslim Brotherhood types. I've heard the same thing about Prince Charles. I mean, this is something that's been floated out there. It's been in print. It's been on the Internet. And as he said, it's been on YouTube. So, Annie, yeah, we're being hit from all angles on this. We are looking, really, at an ideological set of lines being drawn in the sand between the Middle East and the West. But the West leadership could be undermined right now.
Did you see the report that Obama did not wear any jewelry or his wife during Ramadan?
Oh, I did.
He did not even wear his wedding ring.
I'm well aware of that.
He was Muslim when he came in.
And he's carrying out those tenets. And I guess what's even more disturbing to me is when you look at the straw polls from this week with Republican candidates. One piece of good news is that in CPAC, Ron Paul won. The bad news is, in all other polls, this president, President Obama, defeats all challengers by 7%. So I think that we're definitely looking at, I think we've been undermined. Now, at the top of the show, I said that I expect, as does Michael Savage, as does Glenn Beck, a false flag attack in the next year in the United States. I do, too. As all heck begins to break loose, as we begin to have the IMF move us towards a world currency, and folks, it's mainstream media, you can read it for yourself, as we see the dollar being removed as a reserve currency by the Muslim Brotherhood leadership that's going to take over, we are going to definitely see a usurpation of the power of this country economically and politically. And to keep us in line, they've got to scare us to be in line and have an excuse to put us under martial law to control us. This is why I'm joining Glenn Beck and Michael Savage in saying the first terrorist attack that goes on out there of any scope, any magnitude, don't believe it. Don't believe it for a second. It's going to be a false flag attack designed to control us so these people can usher in a currency devaluation and a destabilization of the economy of this country for the purposes of subjugation. It is clear we're moving towards a world currency. What follows money? Politics. So therefore, by definition, you're looking at the establishment of world government. Hell, folks, even the mainstream media is openly discussing these possibilities. Let's go out to Tom in Connecticut. Tom, we got time for a quick comment or question.
You guys think that there's no influence in the Muslim Brotherhood by the CIA or the MI6?
Well, the CIA, as my father, a former naval intelligence officer, used to say, would sell their own mother down the river for a nickel. They work for the highest bidder. Do they do national security work for the United States? Yes, when it benefits them and their benefactors. But who created Al-Qaeda? I don't think we have to go any farther than that. So why would it be such a stretch to believe that they would be in support of the Muslim Brotherhood? And yes, the CIA has their hands all over these revolutions. I think there's no question.
This is just another, it's the same MO, and they all work on the same team, you know. They all ultimately work for the international bankers who control everything. So all this is staged. And the reason they took Mubarak out was so they can put in a new leader who will ultimately back an attack against Iran.
I was told that he was supposed to be out in 06. He was given 2 years to be out in 06 when I was over in Egypt. And Jamal was to come in. He did not want Jamal to come in. Well, Jamal wouldn't have been any good anyway. And so he stalled. And Cheney had been over there in 06 telling him he was out in 2 years. He didn't leave. So, to me, we put him out.
Oh, I think you're right. Hey, Tom, good call. Nice to see that one fellow American is awake and aware as to the deception that this president's leading us into. Stay tuned, everybody. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by Robert Felix as we talk about, are we really in an ice age?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Dave and Annie back with you here on the Common Sense Show on this Sunday evening. And as you can hear, I'm a little worse for the wear, but I'm hanging in there. And just in case the voice goes south, Annie is all too familiar with our next topic. We're pleased to bring you a very, very special guest on what I think is an extremely important topic. It's one that I've heard Robert Felix, our next guest, talk about for a number of years, and it's finally time that I got him on the show because I do agree with Robert. Global warming is a bunch of nonsense. We're going to let him explore that. And what we're looking at is probably ice age weather. Robert Felix is a former architect. He became interested in the Ice Age cycle back in 1991. He spent the next 8.5 years full-time researching and writing about the coming Ice Age and then concentrated on spreading the word. And he wrote a book called Not by Fire, but by Ice, which has achieved international acclaim with readers around the world. Today, Robert continues his research. His YouTube videos are famous, and I spent a good portion of the afternoon reviewing them. He's got plethora of material, and if you think the weather is normal and you're not buying into climate change, this is your show. So without further ado, let's welcome Robert Felix to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you on. I've been so familiar with your work for so many years, and I have to tell you, you know, you're also on with Annie DeRiso, who is Bill Pollack's late significant other. And Annie and I have discussed your work a number of times, But where I wanted to start, if you wouldn't mind, is I wanted to start with the fiction that we call global warming. And I know you've got some strong feelings there. So can you just take a minute and kind of bring the audience up to date on what you think are some of the weaknesses of the global warming theory and why you don't subscribe to it?
Well, probably the biggest reason that I don't subscribe to it is because glaciers are growing around the world, even though they show us pictures of glaciers that are melting. I'll lay you odds that very few of your listeners are aware that glaciers are actually growing right here in the United States. In Washington State, on Mount Rainier, there's a glacier by the name of the Nisqually Glacier. And the Nisqually Glacier is growing thicker at the rate of 18 feet per year. So that's not exactly melting. Another one on Mount Rainier that's growing is the Emmons Glacier is growing. In California, a lot of people aren't even aware there's any glaciers there, but on Mount Shasta, there are seven glaciers. All seven glaciers are growing. Now, Dave and Annie, every time I read an article about a glacier growing, the newspaper article or whatever it is will say, oh, this is unusual, this is the only place where it's happening, but it's not the only place. Mount St. Helens, you were around when Mount St. Helens exploded, I'm sure, erupted.
Yes, I woke up to all the soot and dust on my car, and I was living in Colorado.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mount St. Helens, before it erupted, did have a glacier on top of it. And of course, that when it erupted, that glacier melted, and so there were huge flood going down the Toutle River of mud and glacial debris and bulldozers and trees and whatever. Well, the little known fact is that glacier on Mount St. Helens has come back with a vengeance. It's now bigger than it was in 1981, but you know, we don't hear about that. Glaciers are growing in Alaska for the first time in 250 years. It just goes on and on. I've got a geologist in Italy who lets me know about things, and he sent me the names of a couple of glaciers in Italy just a couple weeks ago that they've discovered are growing. But glaciers are growing in Canada. They're growing in Ecuador. They're in New Zealand. The last I heard, all 50 glaciers in New Zealand are growing. Glaciers are growing on Antarctica. I know they show us pictures of the glaciers on the West Antarctic Peninsula that are melting, but that's just a small peninsula. In the interior of Antarctica, in eastern Antarctica, they're growing. So that's one of my big reasons for not buying into the global warming thing is we're not being told the truth.
And I read an article this week that the Himalayas were growing. So
yes.
is it the ice when it reaches the ocean that it's melting and breaking off? Are the waters warmer?
Yes. Now that I will agree with. I do agree that the oceans have been warming, but as far as I'm concerned, the idea that is caused by humans is a big lie. Because the warming, and I've read a couple of papers, and I'm not going to bore people with listening to citations and things, but the warming begins at 2 miles down. Now, I don't know how humans can heat the ocean 2 miles deep before they heat the surface. So what I'm looking at is I believe that warmth in the oceans is being caused by underwater volcanic activity.
Yes.
That would be my guess, too.
Yeah, that's
and,
where...
Well, let me just ask you this. Isn't it true that volcanic activity would go up if we were ready to experience some kind of pole shift as a precursor to an ice age?
Well, yes, I think it would be. And even leaving out the pole shift in my studies is that as we entered previous ice ages, volcanic activity picked up like crazy. And right now, volcanic activity is the worst that it's been in more than 300 years. And that's above water volcanic activity. But I'm saying that, you know, if above water volcanic activity is bigger, then underwater has to be even bigger. When I started researching this back, you had read earlier that I started in 1991. When I started researching this in 1991, scientists estimated that there were around 10,000 underwater volcanoes in the entire world. And that, at that point, they said there were five times as many underwater volcanoes as above water volcanoes. Well, that was 1991. In 1993, scientists discovered a 4 mile long rift volcano off the coast of Oregon. It's called a coaxial volcano off the coast of it's a northern town in Oregon. And then a few months later, they discovered another rift volcano off the coast of Newport, Oregon. It was 6 miles long. Now, these volcanoes aren't like your normal cone-shaped volcanoes. They're just tears in the ground, essentially, just long cracks that open up, and lava starts pouring out of them. Well, that lava is 2,300 degrees hot. It's 10 times the boiling point. So, of course, that's going to open the sea, heat the seas. I've got one link on my website. I'm not even sure where it is now, but of the lava in Hawaii as it pours into the sea. I mean, tourists go there to see it, and as it pours into the sea, it the waters boil. But anyway, back in 1991, they thought there were 10,000 underwater volcanoes. So then, in addition to these two off the coast of Oregon, they discovered another 1,100 underwater volcanoes off the coast of Easter Island. So what they did essentially is they increased the world supply of underwater volcanoes by 10% in just a matter of months. Well, now, if you check with NOAA or NASA, now they estimate that there may be as many as 3 million underwater volcanoes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible how far off. I mean, we know more about the moon, literally, than we know about underwater volcanoes. But there's so many. Now, not all of those are active. NOAA estimates that several thousand are active. That's not a very scientific term, but that's the best they can do. Several thousand are active. That has to be what's heating the oceans.
I would agree, but I want to go back to one thing I asked you
sure.
About pole shift. Do you make anything of when Tampa closed down their main runway to realign by 1 degree, and we did with something similar in the Northwest, I believe it was Portland, about 10 or 12 years ago. Would a pole shift ever be part of this equation that would be precipitous of an ice age, moving glaciers?
I absolutely think so. In fact, I've got a second book out now, Magnetic Reversals and Evolutionary Leaps. But yes, as far as I'm concerned, ice ages correlate with magnetic reversals. Now, when I'm talking about a pole shift, let's make sure we're talking about the same thing. I don't necessarily think the Earth is going to flip upside down. I just think that our magnetic field reverses, I know it does, so that compasses will point toward Antarctica instead of toward the Arctic. And that has happened so many times. If you Google magnetic reversals, or if you look at most articles about magnetic reversals, they'll tell you that the last magnetic reversal was 780,000 years ago. And that is so far off the mark. They're ignoring so many. There was the Gothenburg, I'm trying to remember the names of them now. Yeah, the Gothenburg magnetic reversal, 11,500 years ago. There was the Mono Lake magnetic reversal, 23,000 years ago. There was a Lake Mungo magnetic reversal, 33,500 years ago, which, by the way, is when the Neanderthals went extinct. I don't think that's a coincidence, but there's so many. There's an important one was about 115,000 years ago is when our planet came out of something called the Eonian period. The Eonian period was an interglacial that lasted about 11,500 years, but it was a period of warmth even warmer than today. So don't give me this stuff about human-caused global warming. Oh, there it was 115,000 years ago. But anyway, 115,000 years ago, suddenly we had what's known as the Blake magnetic reversal, and the Earth plunged into an ice age from that period of warmth even warmer than today, into an ice age in less than 20 years. So that's one of the reasons, you know, I've had people laugh at me, you know, you walk for your life, the ice is coming. But all previous ice ages have been begun incredibly fast.
From the time of first serious warnings to the time of devastation, how long a period are we usually talking about?
Well, the best I can give you is and this is doesn't come from me, but there was a project called GRIP, Greenland Ice Core Project, and they began drilling deep cores into the ice in central Greenland, I think about 1989. And they were able to drill 2 miles down and then bring up cores from as much as 250,000 years ago. And when they started looking at those cores, because the snow accumulates and then compresses into ice, and you can look at those cores sort of like tree rings, and you can actually count years. But they discovered that every ice age had begun very fast. They didn't dare published that at first. They thought they were wrong, and the more they checked, the more they had to agree. Every ice age in the last 250,000 years went from warmth like today into full-fledged glacial severity, every single one of them in less than 20 years. One of them, they say, in 3 years. What I fear is that, you know, a huge Yellowstone-type supervolcano, we'd be in an ice age in a matter of months.
That's
what I fear.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is this topic is almost totally ignored in this country, yet I've got foreign exchange students in my college psych and social classes where they have these discussions in their science and their social studies classes in places like Germany and England, where the Europeans are openly talking about if an ice age occurs, they may have to relocate to Africa.
Well, I think that's smart if they have time. Well, in last May, I went to Chicago. There was the Heartland Climate Conference, and they brought in scientists from around the world that are thinking no global warming. You know, these are the skeptics, admittedly the skeptics, but I was one of the co-sponsors, actually, of that convention. But there was one scientist that came there, Dr. Habilo Abdusamatov, who is a astrophysicist in Russia, and not just any astrophysicist, but he's the guy who's in charge of Russia's part of the space station. So, you know, this guy who knows what he's talking about. And he studies the sun, of course, but as far as he's concerned, the next little ice age will begin by the year 2014. That's not very far away.
When you say little ice age, what kind of ramifications are you speaking about?
Well, I think we'll go from the little ice age into a bigger one. But the last middle ice, the little ice age, if you want to call it little, but that was in the 1600s during what was called the Maunder Minimum, when we had no sunspots for about 80 years. But that little ice age, thermometers hadn't been invented yet, so they can't exactly know what the temperature was, but they know that the ice started moving out of the mountains, moving down, because the farmers in the Switzerland and the Alps, they had to petition their towns for lower taxes because their fields and pastures were covered with ice. So they have those records that they can look at. The other thing is, and this came from H.H. Lamb, he's probably still one of the greatest climatologists in the world, but he was in the United Kingdom, and so he wrote two or three books about little ice age period in the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, it didn't necessarily get that much snowier, but what happened is that the rainy season lasted about 4 to 5 weeks longer in the spring and then started 4 to 5 weeks earlier in the fall. Well, what that meant is that the farmers couldn't plant their fields on time, and so they planted them late, and then with the early rains, of course, they lost their crops. And literally millions of people starved. They died of starvation. And that's what I worry about now. That's one of the things I say is I fear that we'll be fighting in the streets for food long before we're covered by ice.
Interesting. Are you saying for other reasons other than an ice age, economic reasons, for example?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that, well, right now, I mean, just this this last week, I just published something on my website yesterday on iceagenow.com, but Mexico crop loss 80 to 100% because of the cold weather down there, and the Mexican growers have invoked force majeure. I think I'm pronouncing that right, but what that is they cannot meet their contracts to provide goods. Cisco Foods is one of the companies that they sent a notice to all of their people that they normally supply that it's a devastating freeze, the worst one in more than 50 years.
Let's hold it right there, Robert. We come back. I want to talk more about the possible implications, including food riots, from a coming ice age, and we'll return after a word from these sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Our special guest this evening is Robert Felix, author of the book Not by Fire But by Ice. And Annie has a question for you, Robert, regarding fault lines.
You bet.
Well,
hi, Annie.
Hi, Robert. It's good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. I remember when Bill sent you that map that the USGS has never existed and that you can't get anymore.
Was that showing the
magnetic pole in Boston, or was that a physical
Wait, before you do that, I just want to mention that map, because that map is the most fantastic a map. I have never been able to find it anywhere else, but yes, it's a map showing the extent of glaciation, for instance, in Washington State and in many of the western states. An amazing map, yes. Now ask that question again, please.
Well, was that showing the magnetic or the physical pole being in Boston?
I don't recall that part.
Okay,
go ahead.
It was put out by the USGS.
I guess I don't remember that map. The one I remember is he sent me one showing the extent of glaciation that was put out by the USGS.
Okay. Well, I also wanted to ask you, too, I read a report this past week that the warm water coming down from the north is what could be that sets off the Yellowstone or the New Madrid.
Oh.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Okay.
to be specific, no, I don't know how that would do it. Yellowstone... I think magnetic reversals are what set it off, and the reason I say that is one of its last big eruptions was something like 72,000 years ago, but it fits with the Ice Age cycle, with the precession cycle, but the last huge eruption of Yellowstone about 640,000 years ago correlates with what is known as the Big Lost magnetic reversal. I think somehow, and I don't know how it works exactly, but I think somehow our magnetic field holds tectonic forces in check. And as our magnetic field strength weakens, which it is doing now substantially, as our magnetic field strength weakens, or if we go into a reversal, that's when volcanic activity seems to increase tremendously. For instance, about 11,500 years ago, when the mammoths went extinct, there was the Gothenburg magnetic reversal, and scientists find that there was a huge increase in volcanic activity around the world. A lot of the places in Alaska, they find mammoth bones that are interspersed with like 3 feet of ash. So it's there's a distinct correlation that I see.
I think there's no question. One of the things I'm wondering about, Robert, is you hear that the planets, the solar system, is going through a magnetic shift as well. Do you think that's impacting what's going on with our magnetic shift?
I don't know enough about that to be able to answer that. I've heard that, but I haven't gone in and studied it really.
What do you think is accounting for the magnetic shift then? And are you saying, let me put this in a different form here.
Okay.
The magnetic shift leads to increased volcanic activity, which has a cascading effect, which will eventually culminate in glaciers moving, hence an ice age. Is that pretty much where we're going with this?
Yeah, well, not necessarily the glaciers moving, but with having snow blitzes where the snow just gets deeper and deeper and eventually compacts to become ice.
That's where I want to go next when we come back after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Robert Felix and Andy DeRiso on the other side.